Well, good evening and happy new year to everyone who's listening. We have people all over the United States tuning in. We have Florida, we have Washington, D.C., we have New York, we have California. We're doing good. So what we're going to talk about tonight, I'm sure all of you as we've all experienced over the years, is that we tend to make resolutions, and then we tend to either break them consciously or just forget about them. And so what we're going to discuss tonight is a different angle to take, so that maybe we don't get into that. Because let's face it, the idea of making a New Year's resolution is so life improves. I think that's pretty common consensus of opinion. So the reality is you know, what are we trying to improve? I think that's what we first have to decide. And I think it's a mistake making a laundry list, saying, okay, I'm going to stop eating sugar. I'm going to stop hitting the dog. You know, I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start doing hatha yoga 4 times a week. You know, I'm going to start all these. You know, it's senseless. Because we tend to create a list of what ifs. And this is not the purpose of a resolution. The purpose of a resolution is to simply say, what can I do that is measurable that will improve my life? Now, we all have, you know, addictions. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on planet Earth. Some of us have less addictions than others. But, you know, most people think of an addiction as, you know, alcohol and drugs. Well, those are addictions for sure. But, I mean, there's addictions to sugar, there's addictions to food, exercise, sex, work, stress. A lot of people are addicted to stress. And so it takes an inventory approach. You have to be willing to sit down and to be honest with yourself and say, okay, where am I right now? Now, one of the things that I think I would like to discuss that may help all of us, and I try and remind myself of this all the time, is, you know, in 1862, Abraham Lincoln was elected president of the United States about 150 years ago. Now, what's interesting is it took over 90 days from the day that the election took place before everyone in the country who had voted knew who got elected. Today, we are told who got elected before the people in California, Oregon, Arizona, or Washington State, even Montana, have had a chance to vote. Everything is instant. Everything is happening at light speed. And that takes a toll on our bodies and our minds especially, and our consciousness. So one of the things I strongly recommend everyone resolve to do, and this is easy to do, but it takes discipline. You will be amazed at how beneficial it can be if you simply plan to take time out every day. Every day. We're not talking about once a week. We're not talking about once a month. We're talking about every day. At least once a day, preferably twice a day, where you take aside 15 minutes, preferably a half an hour, and you really relax. you disconnect yourself mentally and emotionally, materially, from what is around you. Now, you can do this by taking a nap. You can do this by meditation. You can do this by listening to Gregorian chant music. Some of the New Age music will do the same thing. But basically, what it does is it actually puts your brain in a different wavelength. And believe it or not, it's the same wavelength that gets achieved through deep sleep or concentrated meditation or getting drunk. Now, obviously, getting drunk is not a good option for anybody because the side effects are very bad. But the point is that we need to take care of our consciousness. We need to take care of our minds and our brains. And this is often overlooked. And you will find just by doing this one thing. And one of the easiest ways to do this is listening to some pleasant music. Now, you have to find the kind of music that puts you in this wavelength. And you'll know when you do it. Gregorian chant music does it to just about everybody. Much New Age music, like Stephen Halpern has a lot of CDs out that are subliminal, and they will produce the same effect. But the point is, music is one of the easiest things to do. Doing deep breathing, even just taking a walk by the in the grass or by the ocean or, you know, out in the woods, that can be very helpful. You can do that. But what I'm suggesting is this is a doable thing that if you accomplish this on a daily basis, you will discover everything else in your life improving. It's that powerful. Because my wife and I do it. And if we don't do it, we really, really notice it. So the question is, are you willing to invest 1/24th of your day? I'm talking about 1 hour, half an hour, sometime in the morning hours, half an hour in the afternoon time or evening, whatever you like. But I think that if you actually put this into practice, you will see a lot of interesting things happen. You'll see a lot of changes. But you've got to be disciplined about it. You know, and you have to, I'm not saying you have to be dogmatic about, oh, you say, oh, I'm going to do this at 7 o'clock every morning, but, you know, you got to give someone a ride at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, then you either do it at 6:30 or you do it at 8 o'clock, you know, when you get back, whatever. It's not a question of being rigid. It's a matter of making precedent so that you accomplish it. In other words, you give this importance so that you remember to do it every single day. Now, there are many studies out that reinforce the idea that one of the most beneficial things any of us can do is spend time every day in silence, where we're not talking. And preferably, we're not chattering to ourselves either, with just incessant restless thinking. Okay? And this is why either listening to things like Gregorian chant, New Age music, deep breathing, meditation, yoga, whatever works for you will create a space that is regenerating. You see, we spend a lot of time thinking about taking care of our bodies. I mean, after all, this call is sponsored by, you know, Purium Health Products, and we make products. We make superfoods. And there's no doubt about the fact that superfoods are incredibly not only beneficial but necessary in our world today because our food supply is so denatured. But that alone is only a piece of the puzzle. And that's what I think people need to recognize. And for those people who are, you know, trying to raise a family, run a business, whatever, you will see an immediate benefit by incorporating this type of activity or non-activity into your day. Because, you know, we're just on overload. It's amazing. We have cell phones ringing. We have beepers. You know, we have text messaging going on. We get emails. And all this can happen at the same time. And it's just way, way too much. Now, I would like to take a little time out and do a slight little semi-commercial, because I've had many, many people call me and ask questions about our good old Micah miracles. And so I want to sort of give you an update on where things are at. Many of you know that the Black Micah, which is where the Micah miracles comes from, about a month ago or so, got some flack. The health ranger, Mike Adams, wrote a scathing article about the fact that this stuff was bad, blah, blah, blah. And he had one of his buddies by the name of Matt Monarch, who was selling a lot of it, get behind the idea. And he just said, I'm not selling this anymore. It's dangerous, blah, blah, blah. Well, Mike Adams has been known to be a whistleblower and sensational writer. And sometimes he has good information, and many times he has really put his foot in his mouth. And this is one of those times. Because the long and the short of it is, first of all, we have been using the product for over 5 years, and we continue to use it, and we love it. I think it's the best thing since sliced bread. And Matt Monarch, who stopped selling it, is now selling it again, bigger and better than ever. And the Canadian Health Organization, which is the Canadian version of the FDA, recently gave Black Micah the stamp of approval and even went so far as to say that the aluminum sulfate that is in it, that was questioned as being dangerous, is not only safe, but is actually beneficial in many health situations. And the reality is that aluminum sulfate is the same form of aluminum that you find in spinach and kale and broccoli and other vegetables. Even arsenic, titanium, all of these minerals are found in organically grown produce when they are in an organic biological form. So the bottom line is the Micah Miracles has always been a very fine product. And it's now been given the stamp of approval by the Canadian government, along with many European countries. So if you've had any questions about whether it's safe to use, I can only tell you that we continue to use it, and we really, really like it. What we do is we add a teaspoon of the Black Micah Miracles, to a gallon of water, and then we run it through a filter. You don't have to run it through the filter, but if you don't run it through a filter, you probably just want to let the sediment sink to the bottom and either decant it off or use a piece of cheesecloth. So you're not, you know, I mean, everyone says that the stuff at the bottom won't hurt you, but I don't see any reason to consume it. So I prefer to filter it out. But you will get an exceptionally clean, nutritious, mineral-rich water from this process. So I just wanted to give that little update commercial. And once again, I think it's very crucial. You know, if you've ever read the book, Your Body, Many Cries for Water, by Batman Galish. He was a doctor. He passed away a few years ago. I had him on a radio show once, interviewed him. And he was convinced that pure water can actually heal many, many conditions, that many people are dehydrated. And once again, interesting enough, one of the reasons why people are dehydrated is because they never relax. Because when you relax, your cells are more efficient. So this is another plus in terms of creating a space where you are actually taking care of your consciousness, your mind and brain, you know, your heart, your feeling heart. And this is really very, very important because you will absorb your nutrients better. You have a much more high likely chance of taking in everything on a cellular level and using it. You will find that your sleep is improved. You'll find that your energy level is definitely improving. And you may not need that cup of coffee in the middle of the day. Even just taking a little 5-minute respite in the middle of the day can be very helpful, especially if you go out for lunch or something from work. You know, take 5 minutes of your half an hour, and just really consciously unwind and relax. You know, whether, like I said, is listening to music or whatever you may be doing, it is absolutely essential for our psyches that we start paying attention to taking care of what is the most important aspect of who we are. And our consciousness really is who we are, because it's our soul. You can take care of your body, but if you're not taking care of what's taking care of your body, it's difficult. And that's why we have a world the way we have it right now. You know, I'm sure people, I strongly recommend a good policy is don't listen to the news on TV. And I would only listen to it on the radio once in a while. You can usually get enough headlines just off of the internet just to keep yourself sort of up to date. And most of it is just play it again, Sam. You know, they wait for a big disaster and then that gets covered. So you really can't. The news is only designed to sell advertising and to indoctrinate people to what they want you to believe. And so it's really good just to tune out of that nonsense. It doesn't serve. And just by observing the state of governments of the world, education system, the medical system, the financial system, it becomes very obvious that many of the institutions that have existed for many years have deteriorated and are breaking down almost in front of our eyes. I mean, very little is working. And the reason for that is because no one stops and takes care of what is important. Now, personally, I am not a doomsday person. I've read many of the things people say, 2012 is going to be a tough year. Well, I strongly doubt that. My grandfather, I will tell this story right now before we end. My grandfather, good old Jake, came over and landed at Ellis Island. I think he was like 15 or 16 years old. He was the first of his family to come over. His brother came later, and his parents came, and I never met anyone other than just my grandfather. But he always told the joke that the first 15 years he lived in the same house, but he lived in 5 different countries. because the borders kept changing. So that's chaos for you. And he was a very positive, optimistic person. He passed away when I was about 9 years old, but he definitely left an indelible mark on me because of his nature and who he was. He was a very positive, very energetic person up in, you know, I think he was in his 90s. And he'd had, a fairly massive stroke when he was in his 60s, but that didn't slow him down. I mean, he took a little bit better care of himself, but no one knew much back then. You know, he smoked cigars and drank martinis and, you know, but he had an amazing outlook and way of going about things. And even though he showed up with nothing but a suitcase, he did quite well for himself, made a lot of money, and made a lot of money during the Depression. And almost all the money he made during the Depression, he used to feed other people. And so that was his life. You know, he believed in service. And he's one of these kind of people that had the Midas touch. You know, he could attract good things to himself. But he didn't keep them. And he didn't think that was valuable. What he thought was valuable was helping to make other people's lives better and happier. And that's really what he did. I mean, he was a character, to say the least. But I always remember every time he told the story about living through the Depression, because for him, there was no depression. He kept positive, he kept busy, and the so-called depression that was considered financial, you know, we're in a recession now, supposedly, that could become a depression. Well, what is actually depressed is really not the economy as much as it's the individuals that just simply give up. And they all agree and decide that things are bad. Well, if you choose not to go down that path and you choose to stay positive, guess what? Your life will be positive and will be happy. And that's the secret. Now, obviously, taking care of yourself is important. Eating the right things, getting some exercise. But most importantly, take care of your consciousness. Take care of who you really are. And it is that crucial. So I would strongly recommend that everyone, to the best of their ability, start off with just 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the afternoon or evening. But work up to a half an hour morning and evening where you really disconnect and you do something to change the wavelengths in your brain so that you get away from the rapid fire, restless thinking type of brainwave, which is common in the world today because that's where the world's at. And you get into a place where you have slowed the brainwaves down. Like I said, you can get drunk and you'll accomplish that, but that's not a beneficial way to do it because you're doing it passively and you don't have control over it. What you want to do is you want to do it with control, and like I said, you can do it with certain types of music, like Gregorian chants, like New Age music, like Stephen Halpern. You can do it through meditation. You can do it through Tai Chi, Hatha Yoga. Even exercise will do this if you really concentrate on the exercise. Doing deep breathing and taking a walk in nature, even barefoot in the grass, can help do this. But the point is give yourself a break and realize how important this is. Because it's crucial, absolutely crucial. And I would love to hear from anyone and everyone that would like to give me a report. We can all report together. I will be happy to keep everyone up to date on the progress I'm making. My wife and I have been doing this for a number of years, and we have found that it is very beneficial. almost to the point where, like I said, if we don't do it, we really notice immediately. It's just not pleasant. The day is just a completely different experience. So I think if you're willing to make the effort to make it happen, I think you will be incredibly pleased. I mean, really pleased. So I hope that you will give this a try and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you can always call me, and you can give my phone number to people that have health questions or, you know, just need to try and figure something out with the way that things are going. My phone number is 800-962-5433. That's 800-962-LIFE. Or you can email me at askphpdoc, that's askphpdoc at gmail.com. And next month, which is the first month of 2012, I will be with you on the 11th of January and the 25th. And we are going to be talking about, on the 11th, we're going to be talking specifically about stress, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So in other words, stress has value. Stress isn't always bad, but the question is, how do we know good stress from bad stress? And how do we deal with it nutritionally and everything else? So that's we're going to talk about that, because if we can get that going effectively at the beginning of the year, we'll be light years ahead, and it will help us manage what we talked about today. So that will be on the 11th, and then on the 25th, we're going to talk about a subject that I get many calls about. And that is osteoporosis, the hidden killer. And it really is a killer. It's quite shocking. How a condition that is completely preventable has become a disease of monumental proportions. And it's truly a disease of what the word disease came from, which is out of balance. It is simply a state where the body is totally out of balance. And we shall discuss that. So that will be on the 25th. So anyhow, folks, it has been a great pleasure being with you. I wish you all a very, very happy, wonderful new year. Do yourself a favor and take some time and really figure out where you've been and where you'd like to be this time next year, so that if this year has been really bad, next year's got to be really good. And accept nothing less than that. And I hope you'll all take up the offer to really work on taking care of your consciousness, giving yourself some time. Like I said, you don't have to start with a lot, even if you just start with 5 minutes twice a day. Work up from there, but, you know, get to a half an hour morning and evening where you're really doing something where you have disconnected and you are allowing yourself to be in a place of silence, so that the chattering can stop. You know, we have a monkey mind, and the monkey mind just keeps going and going and going, and that's what we need to This helps turn it off. So, my friends, it's been a pleasure being with you this year, and I look forward to another wonderful year. So God bless, and Happy New Year. Don't drink too much eggnog, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.